Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, April 22nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. A mission group looks at the turmoil in Ecuador. Open Doors launches lighthouses in China, and a women's ministry supports the backbone of the American church. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ecuador headlines today's news. Brazil has granted Ecuador's former president, Lucio Gutierrez, asylum. This comes after Ecuadorian lawmakers ousted Gutierrez from office after sacking most of the country's Supreme Court judges. Back to the Bible's David Legacho says getting from place to place in Quito has been difficult because of the riots, but their work continues.
At this time, we are producing 5 radio programs aired on more than 450 radio stations in Latin America, where there are lots of Spanish-speaking people.
Legacho says these programs have 2 main purposes.
To share the good news of salvation. We have seen people accepting Jesus as their Savior. The other purpose is to challenge the people who are already Christians to take a close look at the possibility of serving the Lord full-time.
Funding is needed to help with $30,000 worth of airtime. Meanwhile, there's a new plan in the works that could have a profound impact on global evangelism. Rick Warren, the author of the best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, is calling it the Peace Plan. Andy Hine is mobilization pastor at Warren's church.
It is mobilizing every believer to live on mission in a strategic way to attack what Rick believes are the 5 global evil giants.
Those include spiritual emptiness, lack of servant leaders, poverty, disease, and lack of education. Peace will train small groups to be effective in attacking these giants and teaching others to do the same.
Christians in churches have relied heavily on the missionaries to get the job done. And what Rick wants to see, that the billion Christians really engage in the battle in a strategic and intentional way, where we can see the job of the Great Commission really done well.
You're listening to Mission Network News. China's churches are among the fastest growing in the world, but with that growth comes the problem of leadership training and sound biblical teaching. As a result, Open Doors is launching the Lighthouse Project China for 2005. The goal of the project is to provide 3.4 million Bibles, commentaries, music resources, and new tools for children's outreach. While Bibles are available in large cities, there's still a need for God's Word in rural areas where house churches are growing. Next, Africa Inland Mission reports encouraging growth in their Chad outreach. 2 new team members will open doors in medical work and children's ministry. Housing projects are also progressing on schedule, and there are plans for a prospective training and ministry outreach, or TEMO team. AIM began work in Chad in 1988 with the goal of reaching unevangelized peoples through linguistics, community health, and leadership training. Please pray for those serving in this country. And the Barna Research Group says women are the spiritual backbones of American congregations. But as they fulfill their roles in family, many are living defeated lives. Nancy Lee DeMoss is the host and teacher for Revive Our Hearts, an outreach of Life Action Ministries. She describes her driving passion for the women she reaches through conferences and the radio ministry.
The purpose is to encounter Christ and to let Him probe and penetrate into the deepest corners of your heart.
Of her upcoming Tennessee conference, she says,
I anticipate that there will be women coming from all seasons of life. There will be a cross-section, women who just need some fresh encouragement from the Lord. There will be women who are in sinful bondages, issues that need to be dealt with, and I believe God will confront those issues and show women a way out.
DeMoss teaches the practical application of Scripture. For details on conference or radio schedules, go to our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted Christians around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.